is Something Wild. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
I don't know. I thought you had something.
I got nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, let's go for a walk.
What, now?
Yeah, now.
Okay.
We'll clear our heads.
Okay, let's go.
I love this cool November air.
Yeah, it's crisp and quiet. All the leaves are down. Actually, I'm guessing this might be kind of a boring time for a tree geek like you.
Well, on the contrary, this is the time of year that gets overlooked in New Hampshire. We've passed the green of spring and summer, we're past the fall foliage, and the snow is yet to arrive.
There's almost no leaves left on the trees, but still no snow on the ground. It's all bare branches. Kind of, it's the stick season is what it is. There's really not much to look at.
Wow, but there is. Stop for a second. Just look through those trees.
Well, I can see through them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Did you ever notice that stone wall over there? You know, I can see how the sunbeams filter down through the trees.
Yeah, you can see how trees grow. This is the best time of year to read the forest. The veil is pulled back and all is revealed. Look at the patterns of where hardwoods grow and where softwoods grow.
Yeah.
See those twigs? Look how they branch. The maples are opposite. And look at oaks are alternate.
Hey, Dave, has there always been a cellar hole over here the whole time? I don't think I would have noticed that back in the summer.
Yeah, it's been there. But now that everything's bare, you can clearly see its place in the woods.
Hmm.
Well, let's keep walking.
All right. Well, there are fewer mosquitoes. That's a nice plus.
No mosquitoes, no deer flies, no ticks, and no sticky humidity either.
Hey, look at those apple trees. They really stand out. How could I have missed those earlier?
Well, they have an unmistakable shape, but they were hidden by the forest through the summer.
A cellar hole? Apple trees? A stone wall? I'm guessing that maybe there was a farm here in the past.
An old hill farm probably, but it's been long abandoned. The forest has grown up all around it.
That is wild.
Indeed. So what does a bird guy look for this time of year?
So November is a great time to catch the year-round forest residents after the migratory birds have taken off. And the woods are a lot quieter. I mean, listen to that.
What is that?
That's a blue jay.
Oh, yeah.
Sound of November is blue jays, chickadees, and nuthatches.
But they've been around all year.
Absolutely. But like that apple tree, their voices are part of a much grander chorus. It's hard to pick out one from the crowd if you're not listening for it. But now they get to be the featured vocalists.
Birdsong deconstructed. It's a stripped-down arrangement.
A simple one. You got it.
Man, hikers that hang up their boots in October are really missing out on all of this because right here, this right now, it's quiet, it's understated, but just as beautiful as any time in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, it's really an underappreciated season between the seasons.
Well, should we head back?
I guess so, yeah. Oh, wait, I remember now what we were going to talk about today. Porcupines.
Well, that's going to have to wait because we're almost out of time.
Oh, you are right about that. Okay.
Well, if you remember what you wanted us to talk about, shoot us an email, somethingwild@nhpr.org.
And subscribe to the Something Wild podcast on iTunes. Not only will you be getting the latest episode, you'll get to hear some of the stuff we just don't have time to put on the air today. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. You got nothing.
I got nothing.